The Superconductor by Singularity. Once the sun goes down behind the mountains and the city erupts, the superconductor really comes to life. What was once a gigantic mirror is now an interactive orchestra of light with over 1,000 5-inch round pixels, each capable of producing over 16 million colors in user-controlled, coordinated animations and behaviors. The first thing you're going to see is a big red button. Make sure you use it wisely. During the day, the superconductor is a 42-foot by 6-foot faceted curved mirror with a conductor podium at its focus. During the night, the superconductor becomes a highly visible LED screen and interactive installation, which is participant controllable via a control podium. The artists are slightly concerned that someone controlling millions of colors might actually brain melt. And they feel that, really, there is nothing that they can do to mitigate this risk. Users will be drawn to the superconductor from across the playa due to its brightness, large surface area, and animations. Once closer, users will see a slightly raised podium approximately 25 feet from the middle of the animated display surface. The podium is positioned such that when a participant is conducting, the display surface will wrap to the edges of their peripheral vision. A participant, or participants, the conductors, at the podium will interact with the buttons, sliders, joystick, and the big red button, generating immediate visual feedback from the orchestra of light and viewers and other participants around them. With approximately 250 square feet of animated light, citizens will be able to enjoy the conductor's performance from thousands of feet away, as well as attract others to participate. As different participants take turns being the conductor, we imagine those viewing the display may give oohs and ahs to let the conductor know that they approve of what he's doing. Even without a conductor, animations are always active on the display, and we expect an ambiance at the installation similar to what we have experienced at Cubitron in the years past. People will stop by for a while, relax, and enjoy the show.